For more than 100 years, the big bird cage at the St. Louis Zoo has been a great place to watch the birds. These days, birds native to Missouri live in a swamp-like habitat inside the aviary. Blue-billed ruddy ducks scoot across a pond, and egrets and herons flutter about. Double-crested cormorants hang out on a wooden bridge. This is a green and peaceful place. Sort of. The cage is next to a busy thoroughfare in Forest Park, so there's always traffic going by. And the clanging of the zoo's choo-choo train, and the oh-my-goshes of people wandering through. The birds don't seem to mind the noise. They go about their business, building nests, flirting with prospective mates. If you stop to listen, though, you can hear the cormorants talking. They call this the flight cage because birds can fly freely inside. The giant aviary is more than twice the length of a basketball court and reaches 50 feet into the sky. Curator Michael Masick says all that space makes a visit to the cage special.
You have birds all around you, and birds can fly here too. And that's, you know, that's something that's very difficult to do with birds in captivity, to allow them enough room to really fly and soar. And this is the only place at our zoo, and probably many zoos don't even have facilities this large, where birds can actually fly.
The city bought the aviary from the Smithsonian Institution, which built it in Forest Park to display birds during the 1904 World's Fair. Masick likes to refer to the flight cage as the cornerstone of today's modern zoo.
That's always a story I tell too, because again, birds don't always play a really prominent role in many zoos. We always talk about these charismatic megavertebrates, the elephants, the tigers, the lions, but the reason the zoo is here right now is because of this cage and because of birds.
According to zoo president Jeff Bonner, the Smithsonian planned to move the cage to its zoo in Washington after the World's Fair closed. But St. Louisans were so smitten with their giant bird cage, they wouldn't let it go.
We got a heck of a deal, as you know. It cost $17,500 to build, and we got it for $3,500. So never let it be said that we fell off the turnip truck. That was a real good deal.
The flight cage has been renovated three times in its 110 years. During the latest sprucing up in 2004, the current exhibit was developed. It focuses on endangered swampland. They call it the Cypress Swamp, and Masick says it delivers an important message. Swamps are necessary and beautiful.
When we think of swamps, we think of sort of mosquito-ridden, dirty, smelly, kind of swamp monster places, but they're not. They play very important roles for birds, fish, amphibians, lots of other animals, and they're beautiful places.
In the flight cage, people get close to birds they usually see from a distance. Longtime zoo volunteer Michael Labini is a bird watcher and a people watcher. He's noticed three behaviors of cage visitors.
One is they don't come in because they're afraid of a bird flying on them. Two, they walk in and just sort of keep walking all the way through. And then the third one are the people that take their time and try to figure out which bird is which and what they're doing.
Nicole Forgy of Oakville, Illinois, was ushering kindergartners and first graders on a school field trip. On past visits, Forgy's avoided the cage because she's not fond of birds. But once inside, she seemed to enjoy herself.
It's peaceful and quiet and serene. It's really nice.
The birds might not be as flashy or as exotic as many of the 19,000 animals at the zoo, but they do put on a good show. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.